Do As I Say, written and read by Sarah Steele. Chapter 1. Nobody Joins a Cult. Quote, "Most of us don't know it's a cult until we either leave or have a moment where our metaphorical shelf, where we've been placing things we disagree with or are confused by, breaks." Jen, born into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Utah, US. As someone who is not religious at all, it can be tempting to think that I'd never end up in a cult. Easy to fall into thinking, I don't buy into things that aren't proven by science. I'm skeptical, rational, and discerning. Well, firstly, many of those impacted by cults never chose to be there in the first place, because they were born in. And secondly, none of those things is a surefire defense against falling prey to a cult. The received wisdom on those who join cults is that they're vulnerable and naive types, and perhaps not all that intelligent. In my experience, the only thing that people who join a cult seem to have in common is that they were at a turning point in their lives when they joined. A turning point can be anything from a divorce to a significant loss or moving out of home. This is why university students are often targeted for recruitment. They're undergoing a huge life shift and at a stage of life where they're contemplating their future. Every single one of us experiences these turning points. We're just lucky if we don't come across the wrong mentor at the wrong moment. Psychotherapist Shelley Rosen writes of those who stay in cults as having difficulty reading the cues indicating that they are being deceived and manipulated. This lack of skill in discerning lying and manipulation is prevalent in our culture. Being raised to trust people and be generally optimistic often facilitates positive outcomes in life. But Rosen says there's a kind of blind spot that comes with this, whereby many of us believe that others think just like us. Without training in how to discern deception, many of us will believe the words of con artists and manipulators. I learned this the hard way recently. Anyone in Australia is likely to recognise the name Melissa Caddick. If you don't, she's been referred to by the press as the con artist of the century. Melissa swindled investors, who were mostly friends and family, out of tens of millions of dollars, which instead of investing, she spent on a lavish lifestyle. I was one of Melissa's victims. Melissa had been in my life for around 8 years when I handed over my life savings to her. She was the cousin of my long-term partner, Joe, and I first met her early on in our relationship, at the wake of Joe's beloved grandfather. Like the rest of Joe's family, Melissa was small. She had dark hair that she wore pulled back tightly off her face, and big, dark eyes that darted around the room, taking everything in. She had a habit of running her tongue over her perfect teeth. When I mentioned this to Joe, he said he'd never noticed. Her makeup was always flawless, and her jewellery looked expensive. But I wouldn't know a diamond from a diamante. Joe and I would have dinner with Melissa a couple of times a year, often at really nice restaurants, we'd suggest, thinking Melissa would appreciate it.